right now, but are going to pay off. And if you look at what's happened over this past week has been a referendum on all of those trades. Like, you've gotten all of those guys basically here to the major leagues and are helping the major league roster. So, yeah, this becomes more fun because there's a little bit of stakes. It's not, you know, it's not crazy. Like, the White Sox, if they get swept, their season isn't over. Same thing for the Cubs. If the Cubs get swept, their season isn't over. But there's an energy to it even without there being fans in the building.
And last night, the Bulls actually got a little bit of luck. And for those of us who had kind of a learned helplessness with the Bulls, it's new territory for us to have legitimate optimism for the future and just waking up reminding ourselves that Jim Boylan is still fired.
Yeah, I had to yell at my former executive producer on Twitter last night because Tony Gill decided, oh, maybe I should pay attention to Obi Toppin. Meanwhile, last year, I was telling him Obi Toppin would be a really good pick for the Bulls if they could only get up to the top four. And here they are in the top four. And he's like, I guess now I'll start watching some Dayton tape. Shut up, Tony. Get out of here.
All right. Well, I'm going to be listening because I want to hear Herbie get it with both barrels.
He is going to. Dan, have a wonderful weekend. Thank you very much, sir.
You too.
You are listening to WSCR HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670, The Score, a radio.com sports station. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670, The Score, and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Mark Grody is a good friend, a good man, and he does a great job covering the Bears. Mr. Grody, how are you?
I am doing well, Lawrence. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm good. Would you like to throw in a nomination for a hip-hop name for Pat Hughes?
How did this all come up? I mean, I love it. How did this get started? Why does Pat need a hip-hop name? Not that need one.
It happened because Mitch gave him the Coogee sweater that he had hanging on the door in his office. Because, you know, Pat had a sweater that he would keep when it would be cold the booth. But someone got rid of it, so he needed another sweater. So Mitch gave him the Coogee sweater. So we talked about Notorious B.I.G., of course, wearing that. And then I just said, can you imagine, like, in the 90s, a young Pat Hughes just rolling through the club in a Coogee sweater. That's all. That's how it all happened. All right, so wait. Someone just threw another one in here that I think is now on top of the leaderboard. I got to try and do it like Pat, but I won't do it complete justice. Got a chance, the rapper. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Take me a bicycle, clown.
That was really enjoyable yesterday. I'm glad that everyone played along and we had a little bit of fun. That's right. Got a chance, the rapper. I love it. Rosie came through with Notorious RBI. That's great stuff. This hour, by the way, is being brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the number 4, and then kids. I'm Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. Man, do we have a show for you. Cubs play-by-play man, Lynn Casper, is going to join me at 12:20. We're going to talk about this series. We're going to spend a lot of time talking baseball and particularly about this series this weekend. I'm excited to watch these teams go at it. It's been a great week for the White Sox. And the Cubs surviving that series, that five-game series with the Cardinals, not being able to really scout them and then winning the series 3 games out of 5, them getting a day off, a much-needed day off, and now everyone's as full strength as they can be going into this series with the Sox playing in a day game yesterday, and they'll play a night game while they got a chance to sleep in their own beds and go take care of business today. So I'm excited. I'm excited about this series. There's so much to discuss, and I'm glad that you're along for the ride. If you would like to be a part of the show, the text zone and the phone number are the same thing, 312-644-6767. The text zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. We are on the Twitch stream. I was able to get the banners up. So if you're on Twitch, you should follow the score on Twitch, and you can watch the show live, and you'll hear the audio and all that good stuff. But yeah, Shane dropped off the banners for me, and they were actually easier than I expected to set up. So, you know, my basement kind of looks more professional than what it looked like before. As I said, we're going to talk with Lynn coming up in a few minutes, and I'm definitely looking forward to asking him some questions about this series between the two teams. Let me talk about the White Sox first, though, since we are going to have Lynn on, and let's talk about the game that was played yesterday. They win the game 9-0. Look, I know who the Detroit Tigers are. They're terrible. So are the Kansas City Royals. And the White Sox are 9-1 against those two teams. They are 6-10 against everybody else. Now ask me if I care. I care a little bit. You have to beat bad teams. And I was thinking about this. Herbie, I'd love to get your opinion on this too. Is the mark of an improving team their ability to bum slay? Like, can we use bum slaying as a mark of growth for the White Sox? Is that a fair barometer that they're better?
Yes, because as White Sox fans, we know that when we are good, sometimes we lose to those teams that we're not supposed to lose to. So eating when you can is very valuable. And they have a schedule that's very bum-slay-licious coming up, except for the Cubs.
Right.
Like after the Cubs, I think they play like the Pirates and then the Royals, and then they get the Twins, and then like 15 straight of bums.
And what you're looking for, so to me the number is 31. 31 wins, and I feel like you're in good shape. You're not all the way there, but you're in good shape. That's the number that I've kind of focused in on for the White Sox, and I feel like as long as they're in this thing until the end, and the end's coming up quickly. Isn't the trade deadline next week? There's a lot of stuff that can still be done, but yes, you have to get the bums that are don't lose to bums. I don't know if there's a ton to be learned from this weekend. I know that for people at the White Sox, it'll feel great if they can win the series against the Cubs. I'm sure the Cubs are looking at like their day off that they got and like, okay, we can take a breath now after 5 games in 3 days. And winning the series would be fantastic for them too. It's not a disaster unless they play in a disaster-like way for the White Sox. Even if you lose, it's not a disaster unless guys are being sloppy, guys are having terrible at-bats, like that sort of thing. So I'm okay with the bum slaying. Let's see what happens when you take a little step up. I'm also glad that the White Sox are getting this step up to the streets. They're getting this step up coming off of a 5-game win streak. That there is some confidence that is probably built in. You look at some of the numbers on the guys with the White Sox, pretty impressive over the last few games. Tim Anderson, I mean, my God. Like, I was looking at him over the last 7 days. This is Tim Anderson over the last 7 games. 370, 414, 852. 4 home runs, 7 RBIs. He's hitting 379 for the season. Misses some time, he comes back, you see what he can do. I'd like to put a spotlight real quick, before Herbie gets his beating, I'd like to put a spotlight on something that is really boring, but I thought significant from yesterday's game, okay? So understand that I'm giving you this, that it's a boring thing, but it's something that I truly appreciate. I want to take you back to the first inning of yesterday's game against Detroit. Edwin Encarnacion is up. With bases juiced, he's got an opportunity to drive in runs. And you know the Parrot. The Parrot is all about driving the ball out of the yard, hitting the ball with authority, with some thunder. What I loved about this at bat is that it was clear, it's clear, that the Tigers had decided in this particular situation, we're not going to throw Edwin anything that he can hit. that what we're going to try and do is we're going to throw pitches low and outside. We're going to try to get him to chase. We're going to try to get him to roll over on a pitch. Listen to what happened in this pitching sequence.
Now Turnbull has fallen behind. Edwin is looking fastball.
On 1-0. Ooh, swing and a miss.
He was looking for it. He got it, but well out of the zone. He just identified a fastball and aired it out.
Bases loaded, one down, first inning. On 1-1. He took it. 2-1. Now, this pitch is so important with Turnbull because you look at what he throws on 2-2. If he gets a strike here, you see a lot more of the other stuff. If you get a ball here, it's about 75% fastball this season.
About 75% that Edwin is going to swing if it's close.
2-1. That's a take. So look, you're 3-1. Your eyes light up for a fastball here.
Well, because he pulled a couple of home runs last night, that has dictated this at bat where Turnbull has stayed away with everything. All four pitches have been low and out of the zone.
3-0. Bases loaded. One down. Turnbull. Edwin takes ball four. He missed his spot, and it's a bases loaded walk. 1-0 Sox in the first, and it's not over yet.
NBC Sports Chicago with the clip, Stoney and Benetti on the call. I love that. I know that is boring to a lot of people, but that is sexy friggin' baseball to me. All right, you got me. I took my shot with that fastball. You got me. It got past me. Now you want me to bite on pitches that are low and away and out of the zone. You want to induce weak contact in that moment, and I'm not going to let you. That's a professional at bat. Taking the walk, understanding that the walk is as good as a hit in that situation. Being patient. Not letting the moment be too big. And Edwin, obviously, is the third leading home run hitter in active Major League Baseball right now. He's seen a lot of things. But those are some of those things where you're hoping to have a veteran presence at the plate to help keep a rally going instead of just free swinging and going out there and throwing the bat because you're the guy that's supposed to drive in runs. I love it. We've seen Aloy in situations, and he'll get better as his career goes on, because he's too good of a hitter. And as a matter of fact, Aloy is on a bit of a tear right now, too, if you haven't been paying attention. But I'm talking about his overall health as a hitter, because Aloy is 5 home runs in his last 9 games. We've seen in moments where there's opportunity for RBIs for Aloy that there is some amping up that goes on. He knows that he's one of those guys that's there to drive in runs, and he sometimes ends up chasing outside of the strike zone. That's the type of at-bat. Like, Encarnacion's at-bat is a teachable at-bat. That this is what, if you look at the scouting report on Robert, Encarnacion, Abreu, and Aloy, it's similar. See if you can deceive them with sliders outside, low and outside. See if you can get them to think that they're hitting fastballs and then they're hitting and the slider dips out of the strike zone. You're going to see, I guarantee you, you're going to see John Lester stay low and away to those guys. That's a super smart pitcher. He's going to try not to get the ball up because he knows that he can get hurt real bad if he gets the ball up. Make those guys chase. And it's in at bats like that where I think that there can be a lot of teaching that goes on. It's a 5-pitch at bat that ends up in a walk, but also ends up in an RBI. And you as a hitter can look at what the patience that Encarnacion showed in that moment and go, oh, we can also be successful doing it that way. Hitting strikes, swinging at strikes. Simple concept, really hard to execute at the major league level. Cubs and White Sox are playing each other. I'm going to talk with Cubs play-by-play man Lynn Casper next here on The Score.
With a shortened season and both the Cubs and Sox playing great baseball, the 2020 Crosstown Series will be more important than ever.
And David drives one in the air to the center field fence. That ball is gone.
Listen to Pat and Ron bring you all the action of every game here all weekend.
Boy cracks this ball. Deep center field. Bring him home.
Crosstown Series coverage on The Score is brought to you by Xfinity. Xfinity XFi delivers blazing fast Wi-Fi with no curveballs. On Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
I'm Amy Lawrence with the Radio.com Sports Minute. Only mid-August and we may already have the story of the year in the NFL. Welcome back, Alex Smith. The Washington quarterback participated in his first practice nearly 21 months after a painful and ugly compound fracture of his right leg. Doctors reportedly considered amputating the leg when he was battling infection early on. His rehab was slow and excruciating, and that was after 17 surgeries. At 36 years old, no one would criticize Alex for riding off into the sunset, retiring and getting healthy to play with his kiddos. Instead, his kids and wife sprayed him with bottles of champagne after the team officially cleared him to play football again. Coach Ron Rivera has already indicated Alex will compete for the starting job with Dwayne Haskins. Comeback player of the year, anyone? I'm Amy Lawrence.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wendy's famous 4-for-4 is heating up with a new spicy crispy chicken sandwich. The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4-for-4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price and participation may vary.
The Home Depot has news that will come as great comfort to your bathroom or bedroom. Right now, get beautiful savings on soft, comfortable bath towels, fresh bed linens, pillows, and cozy comforters. See it all online, order in minutes, even get free delivery right to your door. That's not just news, that's decor like never before. Save on select bedding and bath. Get easy online returns. Everything for your home, everything from HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. U.S. only, valid through September 7th. Limitations apply.
Did you know that the equivalent of a garbage truck's worth of plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute? 17.6 billion pounds every year. Seabirds are dying after mistakenly eating it. I'm actor Sam Waterston, and I don't want to pollute our oceans every time I buy my groceries, go out to eat, or purchase a beverage. You deserve a plastic-free choice. Join the campaign. Go to oceana.org/plastics today.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Eddie Olczyk.
The Blackhawks have as good as a chance as anybody, regardless of what happened. The matchup, Dan, if we do get back playing, the matchup between the Hawks and the Oilers, both teams lack defense. I play my rookie season. We played the Oilers in the conference finals. The Blackhawks were four wins away from going to the Stanley Cup final in my rookie season back in 85, and we were taking on the Oilers. And for people that may not be hockey fan. The Oilers at that time were the Patriots of today, right? Like every year they were on the verge of going to the finals or winning. That year in 85 playoffs, we lost in six games. It's still an NHL record for the most goals scored in a six-game series in the NHL playoff history. I think there was like 60, I think there was like 62 goals scored in six games between the two teams.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Lawrence Holmes here. Check out my podcast, Loho Daily. I record it every day before or after the show, and here's what it is. It's me doing